way. Aren't they supposed to go to Disneyland? My parents took me and my brother to Maui when we were little. I loved it. Mo paused, craning her head to sneak another look at the row behind them. I know you've already made your mind up on this, but you should really take a look behind you. The kid's adorable. You'd have a hard time being mad at her if you saw her. And as for her mom, I'm about to lose my breakfast. If I turn around, it will only be to glue the soccer cleats to the floor, Julia said. Suit yourself, but don't say I didn't warn you about this one. Julia rubbed her stomach, wishing she had a Tums to pop in her mouth. The last thing she was interested in was checking out a mom with an annoying kid. She tried to focus again on the mantra, calm, cool, collected. The conversation with Val interrupted. Conversations with her boss were one of the reasons she'd started seeing a shrink. Between the looming meetings with the Okanati group and their rollout of the software upgrades for Pacific PowerLink, she had no business going to Hawaii for 2 weeks. Val was right. But this was the first real vacation she'd taken in 5 years, and she'd promised Kate and Mo that she wouldn't renege on the plans they'd made in college. One vacation with all three of them together before anyone got married. Kate leaned forward in her aisle seat.
Jules, have you tried meditating? It can really help with nausea. Close your eyes and imagine a sunny beach lined with palm trees.
I'll start us off, Mo volunteered. She took one deep breath, exhaling with a hum, then turned to Julia and whispered,
It's possible we'll need Kate's Xanax to get this right.
I'm wearing earplugs, but I can still hear you, Kate said. And I left the Xanax at home, so watch out.
Julia decided meditation was worth a shot. As Kate and Mo argued, she closed her eyes and inhaled. Her seat jerked forward again, and the palm trees were instantly replaced with an image of a grinning kid and a soccer ball. She cursed under her breath. Mo eyed her.
I don't think you're supposed to swear when you meditate.
I'm so done with this punk.
Shouldn't I get the glue ready?
Mo chuckled.
One more kick.
When the next kick landed, Julia slammed her tray table closed and unbuckled her seatbelt. Before Mo could stop her, she'd stood up, nearly smashing into the overhead compartment and spun around to lean over her seat and stare down a tiny gremlin in an abundance of pink frills. The kid was frozen mid-kick. Her rainbow-striped sneakers flashed like mini disco lights. Julia opened her mouth, 1 millisecond away from a scathing lecture about personal space and respect, when she spotted the woman in the seat next to the kid. Short, dark brown hair, sharp jawline, lanky athletic build, and unmistakably butch. The trendy designer glasses made her look more smart than sexy, but it was a close call. Dusk blue eyes caught Julia's gaze. Well, damn. Julia realized her mouth was hanging open. She closed it quickly and turned to the kid. As long as she didn't look back at the mom, she could pretend that her cheeks weren't burning up.
Sweetie, my stomach's upset with this bumpy plane ride. Do you think you can stop kicking my chair? It would really help.
Mom told me, but I forgot. Sorry.
The little girl glanced at the butch woman and then back at Julia. She kicked the side of the plane and pointed at the flashing lights along the front of her sneaker.
My shoes light up.
I can see that. Clearly, having light-up shoes exonerated her. I bet those are fun to watch when you run around in the dark.
That's why Mom got them for me. I'm scared of the dark.
Julia couldn't help but look over at the mom then. She was convinced the universe was playing a cruel joke. The most attractive butch she'd seen in ages had not one but two kids. A matching burst of pink was sound asleep in her lap. The two girls looked to be about the same age, but the kicker had curly dark brown hair while the napping one had blonde braids.
I fell asleep for a bit. I hope she hasn't been kicking for long.
The mom turned to her daughter and started in on how she'd have to take away the shoes if she couldn't be responsible for her feet. Julia doubted a stern talk about foot responsibility would slow this kid down. She would have ripped the shoes off. Problem solved. She quickly scanned the nearby seats. No one else was obviously with this group, and the mom wasn't wearing a ring.
But I can't see in the dark without my shoes,
the kid was saying. Her eyes had started to water, crocodile tears.
It's not dark in here, Bryn, the mom sighed. Look, you can keep the shoes on as long as you don't